It's Low Standards and Pours, Sunday, December 20th, 8:09 Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting just outside Detroit City. We're bringing on our host tonight, Bill. Where the hell is Bill?
I don't know where the hell Bill is.
One of the best intros ever.
Funny that that's not even on my list of songs.
Really?
Yeah. Tell you the truth. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's going on there, Bill, my brother?
I don't know, Eric, my brother. It's just, it's been a weird week, man.
Has it?
Yeah. Are you surviving? You all right? What's going on? What's the haps? Was it the Wi-Fi thing was a problem?
Yeah, it still is. I'm actually running off my cell phone. Wow, it keeps going in and out, in and out, in and out, and I can't get a hold of anybody. I sit there for 45 minutes on the phone waiting for somebody to pick up. Nobody will, so I'm going to have to – I'm just going to transfer this out to, I think, Comcast or something. For, like, 16 more bucks a month, I can get, like, 400 – or was it 400 or 1,000 megabyte download or something like that? I don't know, but Comcast is more reliable. Pardon me?
Get reliable service.
Yeah, this has been ridiculous. Like, I can't – it'll be on for a while, and it just drops off, and it's off. I keep resetting my router, and – I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I belong to that Nextdoor app that kind of it's an app for all the people in your area. And I typed out, I said, is anybody else having problems with their Wi-Fi with WoW? And nobody wrote back at all. And they didn't get it. I don't know.
You're the only one. They don't care about you anymore.
Right. So I don't know. Like, but
it's that Eric guy. Forget
it. Yeah, it's him again. So I'm on my cell phone hotspot. So thank God I pay unlimited. But this is more reliable than WoW, you know?
That's scary, man.
$60 a month for just internet, and it won't even stay on.
That's just goofy.
Can I say one thing?
Say whatever you want.
All right. I was at Ace Hardware, or whatever it is, Aco Ace, whoever bought
Sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of perusing the aisles, and I was over in the electronics section, and I picked up these things. They're like a silicone covered wire, and they're used for, you know, if you have like all these different wires for cell phones and computers and all that kind of stuff, you know, they always get tangled up and all that.
Right.
You roll them up into a little ring and they still get all tangled up. Well, for like $4, you can buy like five of these things, and they're like wire ties. You just like twist them around your wires. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. I'm going to go back on Amazon. They've got them like 30 of them for like $10 or something like that. But I've got all these wires for all my electronics, and they're all like intertangled and shoved into a bag.
I use zip ties.
Yeah, that's another good one too. Yeah, I've got a ton of those too. I should probably use those. Yeah, good idea.
Way simpler, way easier.
Mm-hmm.
And dirt freaking cheap.
Yeah. You could buy a bag of zip ties for next to nothing these days.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, that was delicious. Please do
that again. My COVID stuff. God, my COVID, you know, that stuff that I had went away for like a week. Now it's back. Yeah. And I swear to God, I think it's sinuses. I think it has something to do with sinuses. I woke up today, nose was plugged, everything, sinuses, whatever, coughing. I think it's got something to do with that. I really do. I don't know.
I think you're broken. You're just broken.
I am. It's old age, man.
Something
it's
really
old age.
Wrong with you.
There is.
That's funny.
But other than that, everything's good. I picked up some more deals for work. Kind
good.
Of funny. You know, it's funny how people are. I belong to this couple lead sources, really just one, but and you get people from that have bought houses before. That have never bought houses before. They're just kicking tires. They want to know. They want you to show a house, but they don't care about getting pre-approved. You get all kinds of mixes of people, right? So I got this woman that called in, and you have a certain amount of time to claim them. If not, they go to the next person. Well, I hit claim, and I missed it. And then all of a sudden, the system calls me and says, you've been awarded this – basically been awarded this person that you missed. And was really cool. She lives over in Beverly Hills with her husband, and just one of those people that within like 10 minutes you're talking to them like you know them all your life. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
that's, it was really that's just cool, point. Like down to earth, whatever.
Because things are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get a lot of people that I had this one lady. She wanted to buy she was an investor and she wanted to buy a property in Detroit, an 8-unit thing. And I got on the phone with her and I go through a whole, you know, kind of outline to see kind of where they're at and are they, mm-hmm. you know, someone to stick with or help, how do I help them out? And she starts yelling at me like basically like, hey, listen, you don't know who I am. Don't be questioning whether or not I can afford this. I'm like, lady, I don't even know you. I'm like, give right. me a, you know, give me a break. And those are the differences with a lot of these internet lead systems you go through when you're in sales and real estate. But I had this good conversation with this lady today. And so I picked another deal. Pretty happy.
Good.
So actually two deals. She's going to buy something. And I get to sell their house. So she's like, I want to make sure and get the paperwork signed because I don't want you going anywhere. I'm like, sounds good to me. Yeah. So anyways.
That's the first thing you want to hear.
Yeah. And that's the first time I ever heard that, you know, out of like whatever couple hundred houses I've sold or 500, I don't know, 200, 300.
Well, keep being nice to people and keep doing the right thing and good stuff comes around.
Big believer in karma.
Yeah.
But anyways, what's new with you? How's everything going over on your side?
Oh my gosh, I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably spend a lot of time on Amazon picking out things for all your relatives or what?
No,
Are you making stuff or?
I've been just
gift cards. I've
been going crazy. We're doing some of that stuff, but my wife pretty much has been covering most of our bases. You know, I've been
looking at
basket case lately, not really being able to think straight. So
well, you're busy.
Well, there's that, and I'm just you know, it's one of those things where every 10 to 12 minutes. I feel like I'm 30 seconds away from breaking down, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, it is what it is and you just got to work through it and everything will work out, but it's just, well,
how many hours you put in a week? Is it still like ungodly amount, like 60 or 70?
No, 60, not 50? Even. We've calmed down. I think this past week I only put in like 50 hours.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
50 hours, 5 minutes away from the home is different than 50 miles, 50 hours a week. Drive an hour to work.
Right. Exactly. You know? Exactly. What was I going to say? I don't know. It's just been all crazy. I wish I could tell you, brother. It just,
yeah,
you know, it's an up and down roller coaster thing. And you know, we're busy trying to take care of things and wait for, you know, various kids to come home and do stuff like that. And then, it's just weird.
Yeah, know? No, I get it. I can read between
the middle ones, you know, she's been working at the hospital all week. So before she comes home for Christmas, she's got to get her COVID test before she can come home.
Right.
We're just doing the five of us.
Right. Right.
You know, and we're going to Zoom call open presents with people.
Good idea. You're smart. On the point. You're smart. You know,
it's just, there's no need in doing the crazy stuff. And you know, it's nice. I would love to sit and eat and gab and have a couple of drinks with my father-in-law. But you know what? The last thing I want to do is have him get this and, you know, be exposed to it or any of that stuff. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, or expose any of, you know, whatever. So right. It's just as easy to drop a gift box off at the house. Knock on the door, wave from the car. You see it, got it, you know. And then Christmas Day, we've got Zoom calls scheduled for like five different people.
Right,
Open up gifts with each other over Zoom.
Right, right.
You know, and it's just like, whatever. It's,
I gotcha.
This year's so far in the toilet, it's ridiculous. You might as well just make fun with it. And you know what? It's just going to be silly. And so whatever.
Which everybody's got to do is everybody's got to get Zoom or Skype or something. Leave it on all day. Put it on the TV or something. People can yell out, hey, we're opening presents. Come out and sit up, you know, grab a seat and whatever. And you're just not having that physical contact. It's 1 year out of 50, whatever, 52. We got to do this. Right. Hopefully it never happens again, you know?
Right. And you're exactly so right.
Could be, it's could be a lot worse, right?
It's inconvenient. It's a pain in the butt, but, you know. The sun hasn't melted down and, you know, the nuclear holocaust hasn't happened.
No.
So, you know, we're just having the one problem.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, if the sun melts down, we got real problems, don't we?
Oh, always. Silly.
It's the only thing that keeps us alive.
Right.
Big
hairy ball in the middle of the sky.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Big hairy hot ball. We'll stop right there. We won't describe the sun any further than that.
It got weird.
Yeah.
It got kinda weird really fast.
Yeah, we'll just stop there. Yeah.
Oh, yes, dear.
We won't go to like chocolate, salty, hairy balls.
You know, and here's the funny thing is you know, when we were first talking about doing this topic, and you're like, oh, well, maybe we should take some time and make sure we research it properly and stuff like that. And I've spent an all week listening to music on the headphones while I'm working and just scribbling some songs down here and there. And then I'm like, oh, I got to remember this one. And, you know, it was like, oh, pull up your CD collection and flip through this, that, and the other. Well, that's all in the basement packed away. And I'm like, I'm not
right.
I know what the songs are more or less, and we'll just, it doesn't matter. We'll figure it out. And this is just a fun little make you kind of think kind of topic anyway.
Yeah. So
before we get into the main topic of the day, I do need to make sure that I produce our low standards and poor's disclaimer, which is required by the law office of Walker, Jameson, and Daniels. And they basically are requiring us to tell you that this is fully unresearched, completely subjective, and full of opinions that may or may not be those of the station or the station supporting any of this, which is nobody. So, like I said, the law office of Walker, Jameson, and Daniels say,
and we should say,
attention to these wackos.
Yeah, we should include Svedka. If we're going to say Walker's, Jameson, and Daniels, and Svedka.
Well, we'll get rid of Daniels. I'll fire him and add Svedka.
I had my dark days with Daniels back in the day, so probably good that he's gone.
I've never been a fan of Mr. Daniels. He's okay, but it's not my bag. And
yeah,
quite frankly, if I'm hiring lawyers, I'm going to hire the ones I like. You know, Walker, Jameson, Svedka sounds fine.
Yeah.
You need a Russian once in a while.
Yeah.
Or is that a Swede?
I think it's Sweden, yeah. The way it's spelled, yeah, the blue label and all that, I think it's yeah. Sweden.
Is there yellow in that label?
From
as
Sweden.
Well, the blue?
Yeah. Yeah, I had an idea with Daniels. Sweden. It was fun. It was, I'll tell you while I've got everybody's attention that's not listening. You know, when we had the mortgage crisis, and really there was nothing to do if you're in construction and you don't really know anything else besides construction, or I should say maybe construction management. And I was just kind of getting out of mortgages because of the mortgage crisis. Me and Daniels became a good friend for maybe a good 6 to 9 months. Yeah, it was, I had fun. It was fun. You know, I'd probably never do it again, but it was kind of that the pivot in your life, you know. I think everybody has a pivot somewhere, right. And that was my pivot. So I had it in my head that I'm going to be like, you know what, there's nothing I can do. I'm going to throw out a bunch of resumes. I did get hooked up with a company that I kind of BS'd my way into and had no idea what I was doing. That lasted 6 weeks. I was happy to collect a check for 6 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
But I had no business being there, but somehow they believed in me. So, but I won't somehow. I won't get into any names or nothing. I don't want to.
Right. Yeah.
Since then, I think I've made the decisions for the right reasons. And, you know, it kind of goes on. I know this wasn't part of our topic, but, you know, like a lot of us are groomed to go to college you know, let's say go to college and be, you know, do something specific in your life that you're good at. But
right.
I think a lot of people get into things that maybe that aren't enjoyable. In other words, I have a relative that got into engineering because he thought he was an engineer, but I don't think he was the greatest in math. And he quickly got out of that. But he works for a major company now. I think he got hired with the idea of finishing his engineering career, and he never did. They ended up, I think, demoting him, but whatever. He just was one of those guys that said, oh, I'm an engineer, and got into the field and says, no, I'm not really, I don't like this. This isn't my gig, you know? I think there's a lot of people that like corporate, and I think there's a lot of people that don't like corporate. After being in corporate for 15 years, I didn't like corporate. But if I had the right opportunity with the right company and the right, you know, how do you say it? Culture, I may go back, but it's only because of money. If I was offered enough money, I just don't like to be expendable, and that's what, you know, well, that's right. What the, and you know,
me, I'm completely,
you're not really expendable. There's always a market for what you do.
Well, right. And I guess that's sort of, I don't know. There's something to it.
I don't know. I just kind of rambled on about that, but, hopefully everybody that's listening, how's everybody doing? Glad to see that you're not on our show tonight.
All right. Thanks for not stopping
have a lot
by.
Doing.
Appreciate it.
Exactly. What else do you got? You got anything else you want to, any kind of tidbits, current events, topics?
Well, I keep thinking of this. You make me think now for a minute. These wackadoodles in the Senate, the wackadoodles in the Senate and the House of Representatives who got reelected or elected this year.
Yeah.
Who are saying that, you know, the presidential election was actually fraudulent and, you know, the all this. I'm like, oh, well, so does that mean then that you're not going to take office because your election was also fraudulent?
Oh, right.
No, it was just a presidential election. Well, now, wait a minute. That's like, and then, of course, you know, there's that frustrates.
Well, the president picks his cabinet, right?
Well, our president, the upcoming president is picking his cabinet.
Right.
And if, quite frankly, I'm of the opinion if the Senate isn't, you know, I don't know. There's this whole thing about them saying, oh, well, we're not going to approve any of these guys because, you know, this, that, and the other. I'm like, you know what? Screw you. I'm training these people to do the job that I'm hiring them for. And
right.
Mr. Senate person, if you're just going to be playing politics, then you can bite me.
Right,
I'm
right.
Going to keep moving forward with this person so that when you do finally say yes, because you're going to, you jackass, yeah. They're going to be ready. You know, and it's just like, these kids are just being childish little babies.
Yeah, they all yeah.
You know? It is. And then you throw in Sergeant Slaughter, presidential weasel butt munch.
Yeah.
He hasn't done a goddamn thing. It's fucking useless. I'm sorry. I don't understand why people pay any attention to anything he says anymore. Just, all right, yeah. It's like giving the kid the play steering wheel in the car. Just give the kid the play steering wheel.
Right.
Let the
kid
think he's driving, and I'm going to drive the car.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Hand the reins over. Give the kid the play steering wheel and the pretend horn, and let him go crazy. Because that kid is just going to fuck shit up if you let him drive because he's three. So
what's up, J-Lo? We are, you know, sometimes, and this is a very small percentage of how I think.
Hey.
Sorry. Yeah. Careful how
we're
you say that.
We're interrupting each other.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes I think like, you know, is the old Trumpster, is he onto something? Is there something that we don't know? Or is he just flat out nuts?
Idiot. No,
he's just flat out nuts, you know?
There's nothing to it.
He's
fucking nuts.
And I'm not saying, like I said, it's a very small percentage, but that guy is so dead on, like, trying to up. Yeah, trying to up.
0.08% of any of his thoughts are worth anything.
Yeah.
The rest of it is bullshit on a stick.
Yeah.
He's not got anything. If he had anything, he'd provide evidence, and there is none. He can suck it. Suck it!
Yeah.
Sorry.
Suck it, Trump. Right. Yeah, it's too bad. You know, he had whatever. I mean, he could have done you know, I don't know, whatever. It's just Trump.
If he was an adult and being a big boy, he could have done some good things. But
you know, I think if he would have hit a home run, honestly, I think if he would have hit a home run with COVID, like just fucking knocked it out of the park and said, you know what, I feel for you guys. This is what we're going to do. We're shutting down the borders right away. You know, he left up to the governors, which I think was the right, you know, the states, the governors of the state. And I think that was the right thing to do because they don't all get affected the same way. And you got to keep people working, right? But
the only way he could have knocked this out of the park is for one, and this is the big F, he has to actually care about other people.
So right.
Obviously, it wasn't going to happen. But if he could get past that, then the way to knock it out of the park is set a federal standard and say, this is what we with the CDC has come up with. And the president is supporting the CDC, and this is what they're saying. Now, states, tack into this hub of the CDC and figure out how to best handle it amongst yourselves. But here's what we support as a country together, and this is the things that we want to accomplish and how we're going to do it. But we do leave it up to the states individually. If shit starts hitting the fan, then we're going to kind of take over.
Yeah, but he could have put it in Fauci's. He could have put it in Dr. Fauci's lap and said, "Listen, I'm going to give you full rein. I'm going to listen to you, and you advise me."
Requires him to have an ego that allows for other people to be in charge, which he doesn't have, and that's a dictator.
Yeah,
and we can say goodnight and see you goodbye, Mr. Presidente boy. Take your marbles and go home. Because we're not
marbles and jumping jacks.
Yeah, we're not playing.
Did you ever play jumping jacks?
Nope.
I never even knew. I never understood that. I like playing with them. Like you flick them around, throw them around, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, you spin. But I never really this rubbery ball against the wall, and you spin the little things. And I didn't.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, I don't. Never played the game. Yeah, never read the rules. Didn't care.
Yeah, they're done. That and you know the whole thing about marbles. People used to collect marbles because they were so beautiful. But I don't know if I found marbles that beautiful. You know, this one's got blue and this got blue and green. I don't know, just glass balls, right?
Right, but they're kind
of. Are you a marble collector?
No, not a collector, but I used to like to play with them because you put them on the little roller ride things or whatever, the little wooden things that make the marbles go down and gravity works and all that stuff. But you know, what is better is. The
YouTube lawn jarts?
No, YouTube has the jelly marble races. Jelly,
Jelly.
Some guys out of Netherlands or something like that have started these marble races where they just have teams of marbles and they've got the Marble Olympics and they've been doing this for like years. And then like last year, what's his name with the glasses, the English guy who does the thing on HBO? John Oliver, comedian guy, sponsored them because it's COVID time and there's no sports going on, but here's this marble races and it's hilarious. Just hilarious.
Marble Olympics?
Marble Olympics, marble races. It's like as if the marbles actually have
some kind of athletic quality about them.
Right, and it's just neat, and the announcer really makes the show of the whole thing.
Right,
it's just you know it when we didn't have any sports going on at all, it was
like filled the void.
Yeah, and the kids and I really had a lot of fun time watching those back in the early days of COVID, which is sad to have to be able to say the early days of COVID. Now that it's almost been 9 full goddamn months, we've been having to deal with this shit.
Yeah. Well, J-Lo says he's watched the Giants and Browns game. Did you watch – did the Lions play today?
They might have. Whether they played –
I wonder how they lost.
Yeah, I don't know how they lost.
Hey, J-Lo, did you see the Lions play at all?
Yeah, let us know.
I mean, they're not playing until Thanksgiving. Oh, they
– They lost?
They lost.
Of course.
I wonder if Stafford – did Stafford play? I doubt it.
That's right, because he got hurt.
Yeah, a thumb and a rib.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, he did play. He played for the full game.
That sounds about right. Because
yeah, he's a one tough mother scratcher.
He really loves the game and he loves to play. And that's the beauty of him on the team is, you know, he makes it at least interesting. You know, you know he's going to give everything he can. He's going to try every time to make the great play. But, you know, when you're surrounded by a relatively mediocre, moderately shaky team, you know, you're going to just figure out a way to lose. And that's what they do every time. And it's no surprise.
I know.
Okay, whatever. I actually was out doing stuff today, and you know, because we're got the new countertops, so now I have to, of course,
sand. Bill, let's welcome. Let's welcome J Lo for a second.
Oh yeah, come on in,
J Lo.
Yeah.
Yes, I think actually Stafford didn't play, so I apologize for that. No, I
don't. Oh, it's all right.
He had a rib injury.
Yeah. I was thinking that he didn't start at all. I heard he was kind of banged up.
Well, but he's the kind of guy that it wouldn't surprise me if he did play because he's just that kind of guy.
I agree 100%. I think everybody gives Stafford a hard time, but he's just on a bad team. I think Stafford's a good quarterback myself.
Now, are you out of Cleveland? Where are you out of, Gillo?
Well, believe it or not, I'm out of Texas.
Oh, you're out of Texas. Gotcha.
Yeah, and I'm not a Lions fan. I'm not a Cleveland fan. I'm a football fan, so it's kind of a –
But well, what's funny is
at least the Cowboys won today, so I'm happy about that.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
There you go. Oh, geez. Yeah, 46-25. That wasn't even close.
Really? Titans. I'd love to see the replay.
Yeah.
Oh, the Tennessee Titans won. See, I like the Titans because one of the guys from Western is a wide receiver, Corey Davis.
Really?
Yeah. He played.
Well, let me say this. Just because I find myself a football connoisseur, I should know this, but Stafford, it says, was in pain throughout the Detroit Lions 46-25 loss during the Tennessee game. So I guess he did play.
Yeah, I don't think they have any.
There's no backup.
They don't have any. Yeah, there's no backup. There is, but there isn't.
Yeah, the punter.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
When your punter is your backup quarterback, you know you've got too many eggs in one basket.
But this is, you know, this just goes on year to year to year. I mean, they're barely a 500 team year in, year out, you know? I don't know why we complain about it, you know?
I stopped complaining years ago. I'm actually proud of when they lose. It's more or less, like I said many times, when I watch a Lions game, I want to see an interesting three quarters. And then I want to see how they're going to throw it away in the fourth quarter.
Well, it's usually like almost – I would bet – I'd love to see the statistics on it, but 60% of the time they're leading after the third quarter and they just give it away.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, I don't get it.
They're consistent.
Yeah.
At least they're consistent. Yeah. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
If you're going to suck, be the best at it.
Yeah, be the best.
Suck the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Sounds like
be the cream of the crap.
Cowboys nowadays.
Cowboys aren't doing so hot either, are they?
No. No matter what anybody says about the NFC East, I don't care if the Cowboys make it to the playoffs or not. They're going to get by maybe not even that one game. They're not going to win it. So I'm not.
Right. What's the Cowboys' record?
They're the best or the worst. They beat the 49ers today, so it would be – 5-6-9 or 5-6-8. No. Yeah.
Okay.
6-9.
So they're as good as the Lions then, pretty much. I think the Lions are 5-9.
Philadelphia lost today. It's terrible. And that's why I'm hoping, like I said, regardless of what happens, the Cowboys are going to get to that first game. They're not going to do very well, if at all.
So right.
I'm not worried about it.
So basically, every time the Lions made the playoffs, that was pretty much the same thing.
I grew up on Thanksgiving, though. Thanksgiving for me was the Lions and the Cowboys, man.
I know, wasn't it?
Barry Sanders. Yeah. And
God, those were the old days.
The good old days.
Emmitt Smith. I just love watching those guys run, you know. They all had great wide receivers, but it's just funny. The Lions have had just some of the best talent. They just can't put it together. They can't. It's like, I don't know. I think maybe
really
the NFL. I think the NFL's gone to, I don't know how to say this, but an individual sport rather than a team sport. In other words, maybe, you know, Yeah, maybe these players are more worried about their own stats rather than, yeah, working as a team and trying to get the stuff done. But I think they're only shooting themselves in the foot. And even, well, I mean, even college ball, I mean, I don't know. College ball is always I love college ball. I guess I'm just kind of a little bit bitter because the Michigan's done so bad over the years. They just can't seem to get
bitter.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bitter.
I mean, I've always loved
bitter. I can't bitter. Even talk to her. Bitter. I can't even talk to her.
Bitter. But anyways,
he's still laughing at his jokes. Don't encourage him. He'll keep doing stuff like that.
I know.
And then he'll keep referring to himself in third person, and that's even more irritating.
I tried to just laugh to make it, like, you know, feel like it was funny.
I know that laugh. Don't you worry, brother.
I'm just kind of laughing it off, so to speak. Mm-hmm. What about you, Gio?
We're laughing near you.
Yeah. Are you college ball? You like college ball or NFL?
Yeah, I do. I like college. I like football. I like anything for football. Yeah. I'm a big football fan. I'm an old school guy, and I like the whole, you know, I like everybody trying to, you know, whoever.
But don't you think with all the expansions and stuff, it's gotten kind of oversaturated? Or no? Well,
the only thing I'll say about my thought is that the whole competition, when you start trading jerseys on the field, is when I started kind of like, God, do we really want to win?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the trading jerseys thing is a sportsmanship.
It's a sportsmanship thing. I guess, and I'm okay with that. Sportsmanship is important, but
– Well, and I've been a football – soccer fan for a long time, and that is a tradition at the end of the game. A couple of guys will swap a shirt. But you know, you've got to think about it. A lot of these guys have played with each other for a long period.
Fair enough.
You know, transferring teams and back and forth and stuff like that. So there's friendships. It's like the same with hockey. At the end of a series in hockey, they, you know, it's the handshakes.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing better than at the end of a 7-game Stanley Cup championship. And these guys have been pummeling each other back and forth for 7 games. And at the end of it, one of them wins, and they get to – before they hoist the cup, they all walk and you know, big line and shake each other's hands, and you see hugs and you know, giggles and chats. You know,
I support that 100%.
Yeah, it does seem great. Nobody's taught that anymore. Yeah, nobody's taught that. That's like ingrained in their culture of their game, but – with the NFL and I mean, I think college, they do that. I think it's understood a little bit more than NFL, but college, it's just, I don't know, brutally separated, segregated, whatever the word is. Like, nobody cares. You're out there to kill each other and win and then get off the field and go do your own thing. You know?
Alabama call? Any Alabama fans on the line?
No, my buddy's kid just went to Alabama. He's not a football player, but this guy just starting over there as a freshman.
My thought is if Alabama loses, we're all happy.
Mm.
Is that how it works?
I have not kept up.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I have not kept up.
They're going to be at the top. They're going to be at the top. So Alabama, everybody's like, well, okay, well, Alabama's going to be there, so you better get used to it.
Now, do you know who's at the top? Is like, is Auburn up there, or is it because Big Ten didn't start till late?
No, Alabama, Auburn, and let's see, what do you got? Notre Dame lost, and that really kind of put a damper on things.
Yeah, because they're kind of moving.
Definitely going to be the. Yeah, or, I'm sorry. I say Auburn. I say Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson. Alabama,
Clemson. Yeah, Clemson.
That's who I was thinking
so,
of. Yeah, it's it should be interesting. I don't know. I don't even know much about who's gonna go into the bowl games or what. I know nothing about college ball this year. I didn't keep up with any of it. I got so screwed up with the Big Ten being delayed, and then they're showing like a bunch of goofy, like whatever, out of conference games, and there wasn't a whole lot going up here in the Midwest. And then all of a sudden we started seeing some big games, but it was kind of like too late. I didn't really feel like, you know, trying to get caught up on it. So hopefully next year will be better. You know, be back to normal.
Normal. You said normal.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully we're done by end of spring. This is getting ridiculous. It is. You know?
Yeah, spring. I think spring, maybe early fall. I think next year it'll be better.
Yeah.
But I think everybody is like 2020, you know, this and that. But 2021, I think, is going to say hold my beer, because I think around the fall it's going to be a difficult time.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder. I don't know. It's what do you got, Bill?
I was just going to say that, you know, right now things are going to be crazy for the next 6 months. We're not sure what's going to happen.
I think we're at least in for June, July, easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, things are going to start settling out towards the end of summer, and we'll be okay.
I think so.
But it's still, you know.
Well, I think what you're going to find, too, is once the numbers start coming down, there's going to be a mass exodus of people just doing whatever they want. I really do. Because people are going to be like, you know what? I did it all spring, all summer. Or, I'm sorry, all summer, all fall, all winter. I'm done. I got to go out and live my life, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen. Hopefully it doesn't fire back up. But
Hopefully enough I think people will have been vaccinated by this time.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think by then we're going to have the vaccine start rolling through. But I also think
honestly, I believe that even just by the end of January, by the time Biden's, you know, sworn in and all that stuff, a good portion of the healthcare workers and outside of first responders now will start getting. You know, I think just pretty much all the first responders and healthcare people should be getting the shots before then. And by the time Biden gets in, by the end of, you know, I figure I'm in line for somewhere in March.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not that important. But
not really.
You know, I'm right at the right age.
Underwriters are down at the bottom of the list. They're like used car salesmen.
Job-wise, you know, I'm at the bottom of the list. But, you know, my age, you know. I really don't have a lot of the risk factors that would require me to be a priority.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm okay with that. Yeah. Like my daughters, my kids, I would expect that they would be getting it before me. Mm-hmm. Because of the way they're much more interactive with people. I deal with humans very rarely, and most of the time it's not in person, so I'm not worried about it.
Well, what happens if people start to get vaccinated and all of a sudden you start to see the numbers really come down sharply? Are you still going to get vaccinated?
Yes.
You get it regardless?
Yep. Okay. You get vaccinated. This is polio. This is polio. Yeah, this is polio. This is the other one. What's the one with the bottle cap scratch on our shoulders? Was that polio or was that measles?
Tetanus. Oh,
Tetanus. No,
polio. I'm 50. I'm 50 years old. So
yeah, so are we.
So you got the bottle cap scratch on the side of your shoulder.
Yeah,
on your left shoulder. Yeah,
that was.
I'm looking at it right now.
I don't think I got. I don't know if I got one or not, but I don't have a bottle cap on my shoulder.
You do.
I don't know. I don't. I swear to God. Maybe it just. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I could.
Maybe your mother doesn't love you.
She apparently, I don't think she does, but she just puts up.
Yeah, it was not the response I was looking for.
She just puts up with me.
Not my drink, goofball. Oh man,
my mom's tough.
I can't remember what the other one was. Like we were just talking about this with the kids, like earlier today. You're gonna make me look it up, aren't you?
Yeah, it's because we're live. I can't think. When you go live on these shows, I can't think of anything. It just poop goes. It's just not there. I don't know why. It's like, have you guys ever done a best man speech? I've done them twice, and I forget like half the shit that I'm supposed to say. I still feel guilty about it too. I know. I'm like, I can do this without cue cards. You know, you're all like trying to be a couple cocktails in you. I'm like all loosened up, and I'm like, I got this. And then you get up there. I had to go. I remember back in '94, I flew out to California, and it was an old Air Force base up in Fresno. And the only people I knew, like four people there, and I had to give a best man speech.
I was probably stationed up there.
Really? Yeah, this was '94. I only remember that because Kurt Cobain died the weekend that I was up there. That's the exact weekend I was up there in Fresno.
Oh, that was you?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. But I had to stand up in front of 500 people and give this best man speech. And I had it all laid out in my head, but did it come out that way? No. No, it was all pilchered up. It
never does.
Could have been the measles.
I don't
Probably
know.
The measles.
That was the one. Yeah. I think it is.
Yeah,
yeah, that sounds about right.
Because it was, it's basically measles and polio that have pretty much just been eradicated completely.
Because I think people really, if you really sit down and put pen to paper, people think that, at least right now as a society, we're all like, give me now. But if you think about this, these vaccines like measles and these, you know, all these other things, these aren't but maybe 50 or 60, 70 years old that we've been able to eradicate them.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And, monkey lips getting us out of the World Health Organization basically added two or three more years to a disease that we're pretty much almost eradicated, but it was still happening in Africa on a regular basis. And we could have had it eradicated completely from the planet by the end of the year with the correct funding or within the next 12 months. But monkey lips got us out of the WHO. And of course, now they can't afford to do certain things. And well, looks like more people are going to die in Africa from whichever polio or not polio, yeah. but whatever one we were thinking was going to be eliminated. Because, you know, I'm a pestilent little child and I can't.
Does anybody even talk about HIV anymore? Does that even exist? I'm sure it does, but nobody even talks about it anymore. No.
Well, it's not that it's been eradicated. I think it's under control.
Yeah, I know they've got some drugs out there that will stop from, what was the two? You get one, then you get HIV from it. It was
well, you get HIV, and then you get the full-blown AIDS. And the
AIDS, yeah. So they're stopping at HIV, which is
kill you.
Yeah, the basketball. Magic Johnson's got HIV, but he never got AIDS.
Yeah.
Where Freddie Mercury just blew right through HIV and got AIDS. Poor guy.
Well, it sucks.
Yeah.
Sadly, a lot of creative people die for stupid reasons.
Yeah, yeah. You've been in Texas all your life there, J-Lo?
Oh, yeah, pretty much. Yep, that's where I'm from.
You in the Austin area?
No, I'm around the San Antonio area, actually, just south. My kids, my two kids live around the Austin area, and my other daughter lives in Virginia. So we've
just got
everybody's.
Well, it's everywhere.
Yeah,
Virginia's a nice area. Lived out in Baltimore, D.C. area for a year.
And
in and out of Virginia.
That area pretty well.
Yeah, yeah, it's a nice area out there. Really nice. I've been trying to get down to South by Southwest. You ever been to South by South? Are you a music guy at all? Or?
Man, am I a music guy. Oh, Lord. Hell yeah.
Uh-oh. So are we.
Good.
We have a lot to talk about, but I've been meaning to get down to South by Southwest for that big concert down there, but I can just never find the time or the people to go down there.
Well, that's the one in Austin.
So when it comes to when it comes to music, I am telling you, that's my life pretty much. And
all right,
I listen to everything.
We got a new friend, J-Lo. J-Lo, you're in.
What does he have to say, Bill? Pour me another, brother.
Pour me another, brother. You're in the club.
I'm here for you.
Yeah, give us your top.
All right.
Give us your top five bands.
Oh man, that's tough.
Not in particular order.
Okay,
Eric. Before he even goes there,
okay.
J-Lo, what song's playing in your head right now?
Like right now, I'm just thinking of AC/DC, Back in Black is what I'm thinking of.
All right,
and it has nothing to do with the music. It's just. I do Doobie Brothers. I do AC/DC. Mm-hmm. Let me just tell you this. I'm going to share this with
He's
you guys.
He's going to tell us.
Y'all are the first ones. Yeah. I'm going to share this with y'all. This is the first time I shared this because I just turned 50 yesterday.
Oh, woo-hoo! Happy birthday.
All right. Welcome to the club.
Turning 50 was kind of a shitty day. You can't say you're in your 40s anymore. It's like shit.
Eric, shut up and let J-Lo talk.
Wait till you hear this. And I'm going to tell you, if you hadn't seen it, I'm going to tell you it's a life changer. And I know, you guys are Eagles fans, obviously, right? Like,
oh, as a band, sure. I saw them in Detroit.
Oh, the Eagles, yeah, okay. Band,
yeah.
I thought you were. We're not on football. Back, okay.
No, we're talking about music, Bill, not football.
Okay, I'm with you. Sorry, woke up.
Hell Freeze is over. I saw the concert. I saw it. I love it. And let me tell you, that documentary too on whatever they had it on a couple of years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was
awesome.
But let me tell you something. We watched the last night. We watched the Bee Gees. I know it's crazy, but hear me out. The Bee Gees documentary was the most amazing documentary I've ever seen in my life. I swear to God.
Really?
It was.
Those guys are super creative.
It was so freaking awesome.
Was it Netflix or was it like Prime or something?
No,
or?
HBO. HBO. It's brand new.
Well, yep. I don't have they HBO. I need to look it up somewhere else.
Yeah.
I think it's been maybe 2 to 4 weeks it's been out. But that is the most amazing documentary I've ever seen in my life. And I've always said that the Eagles documentary to me was the most important. That was the most life-changing for me as far as music because I love the Eagles.
Yeah.
So watching that was amazing. But the Bee Gees, that was the most impressive I've ever seen to date.
I was dating this girl back when the Hell Freezes Over tour came about, and I've always liked Eagles, but they're to me like any other band. But I really liked them. And she's like, "Well, we're gonna go see them." I got tickets. I said, "Fine." It was at the old Tiger Stadium, and we were. Upper bowl, but first row, right on the rail, looking right down on the stage. And they open up with Hotel California acoustic. And the hair on your arms just kind of stood up like for the whole show. Like just an incredible band. I had a new appreciation for them.
Well, I saw the Doobie Brothers twice in the same night.
Yeah, did the you? Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I told you that story,
that's
didn't
awesome,
I,
Eric?
No.
I had tickets to go see him because I got them from this guy at work. I got like 8 tickets and I could only take four guys would go with me.
Yeah.
The 4 of us total.
Yeah.
And it was Pine Knob. So, I mean, you can't go in and then come back out and go back in.
Right.
There's no re-entry type thing. And so we go in early and we were tailgating before the show and we go in and we're like, oh man, I don't want to pay $800 for a beer. Let's go back to the car. I still got a cooler full of beer. So we go back to the car, and we're sitting in the car in the parking lot. We could hear the whole concert.
Right. Yeah.
Like, oh, this is a great song. This is a great song. This is great. Blah, 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 blah. Well, next thing you know, we're like, well, let's go back in. All right. So we go to walk back in. The guys are like, they remembered us because it was like in the middle of the show. What are you guys leaving for? The goddamn Doobie Brothers. And I'm like, we'll be back. We'll see you later. You can't, no re-entry, whatever. And I go, here's 4 more tickets. Really? Yeah, I want them. Whatever. So, got to do whatever the hell I wanted. It was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's just, but you know, it's just fun just to be able to do shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, here's another one too. I don't think everybody knows this one. It's a little cut gem that Netflix has, and you don't see it very often. But there's a ZZ Top documentary that's about a year old, and it's the most amazing documentary.
I almost watched that the other day. Yeah.
I think I was watching that.
Bad. And so that whole thing, it takes place about 20 minutes from me. From
no kidding.
Where I live. Yeah.
Isn't it?
I live right around San Antonio. Yep. Yeah. Right around San Antonio. Yep. San Antonio and Green is where they do the whole thing. And
right.
It's, I encourage all y'all to watch it, man. Music is a part of my life.
Yeah, same here. Me and Bill we've known each other for, I don't know, 15, 20 years, whatever it's been. We're pretty diverse in our music. I listen to everything from old, Waylon Jennings and Chris, you know, the old Highwaymen, that kind of stuff, all the way through to
Highwaymen. Yep.
Yeah. I can go into punk. We can go into punk music, electronic, whatever, whatever's good. But, I just lost my train of thought.
You were talking about the variety of music that you like.
Yeah. I just completely lost.
You had a thought that went past that, but that's
I blew right past everything.
And I got my best friend, in my world, man. One of my good friends, Kato, Kato. We
not Kato Kalin.
We're listening to
no,
not Kato Kalin. His name's Kato. I kid you not.
Let him
we're
talk.
Cruising down the road, and guess what? Our favorite song, sipping on gin and juice.
Later. Oh, yeah.
Listen to a little bit of Snoop Dogg. See?
Right, Snoop Dogg.
It doesn't matter if it's a little bit of that and a little bit of the country, so it doesn't matter.
Anything, yeah, what's it? The guy, Tennessee rock, Whiskey? Whatever. The guy who does Tennessee Whiskey.
Man, I got it all.
Yeah, I mean, songs like that I really get into. The old, even Thunder Rolls by
Garth Brooks.
Here I go. Yeah, Garth. If they're real good individual type songs, I love them. But part of me is, it's almost like, remember the old 80s bands? There were so many of them. They all sound the same. They all get washed out. I think this pop country is kind of happening the same way.
Yeah.
But I love the old country. I love the old blues. Oh, I was going to say something about ZZ Top documentary. Wasn't it the – because I was watching, I think, the other day. It was from the perspective of, like, Dusty Hill or one guy in the band. And he was talking about the other two guys for majority. I watched, like, probably 50% of it. I think I fell asleep. But I've been meaning to get back and rewatch that. But I know which one you're talking about. It sounded really good. It was pretty interesting stuff.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and again, it's all right there in Green, Texas, just down the road from where I live. So it was awesome.
Interesting. Now, do you ever get down to that Formula One race down there?
That would be in Austin.
Yeah, you ever get down that way?
No.
Well, Austin,
I don't.
North of him.
Yeah,
I've been to Austin. No, it's just it's only like an hour and a half. So
right.
I don't do that too much. No, I don't do that. No. I'm not a big Formula One guy. No.
Yeah.
The music festival thing would be just way better. That would be so much fun. My brother went to that a couple of years ago.
Yeah, South by Southwest. Yeah.
Yeah, I said it was awesome.
Yeah.
I think he even knew some of the bands that were playing. I don't know.
Huh.
South by Southwest is a rock show in and of itself, so it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, Bill and I volunteered, much smaller, but it's through a suburb of Detroit, Hamtramck. It's been, well, it used to be a big Polish area. Now it's kind of mixed, but Bill's brother puts on, 120 bands? Is that what it is?
It's 150.
Yep, it's more than that.
Yeah, 150 bands in Hamtramck. So it's a three-day pass. It's like $15. You wear your bracelet for the 3 days. You get in for any bar that you want to. How many was there? 26 bars in Hamtramck, I think.
Oh, easy, yeah.
Yeah, and it's all walking distance. Yeah, it's in the middle of March. It always snows, but you could just
a pub crawl with music.
Yeah, and it's all local people. There's some that come from out of town, but high majority are local, and you can get.
It's all Michigan or Toledo.
Yeah.
He tries to keep it as local as possible.
Yeah.
Because the charity supports a local school, so. For their music program, so it's just one of those things you want to local support.
Yeah, South by Southwest is inclusive of everybody. It doesn't matter where you're from. Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah,
with me too,
and that's the thing it's a much bigger venue. It's a bigger show.
Yeah, this is small
is
potatoes.
A much smaller, just kind of a neighbors helping neighbors kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, support the locals.
It's all charity. Yeah, none of the bands get paid for anything.
Yeah.
It's all volunteer stuff. Well, so it's kind of cool. But anyway.
Hey, J-Lo, just while we got your attention, I guess, Bill came up with this topic tonight and wanted to know the soundtrack of your life. So if you had to pick a soundtrack from a movie that.
No.
All right. Well, I'm going to get a beer and you go whatever.
I'm going to explain our topic.
Try to explain it better than I can.
Well, that won't be hard. I have four teeth in my mouth. I should be able to do that.
Go ahead.
So you know, J-Lo, Eric and I have been
on
each other. We're like brothers. It's just we're in each other's face all the time. It doesn't mean nothing. It's just for shits and giggles because it's easy to do.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about. I've got three or four of them. Yeah, so you know how that works. The topic was going to be if you could. Put together a soundtrack for your life. What songs would go on that soundtrack?
Man,
you know what I mean. What are some of those best songs in your life that you know these pivotal moments where you just go, oh, this song meant so much to me at that time. You know, for me, I'm throwing in the Smiths, "How Soon Is Now," or you know, Love and Rockets, a couple of different songs from them, bunch of Echo and the Bunnymen stuff. There's all sorts of, you know, and I'm an 80s bum. I really love the progressive movement in the 80s. That was my
thing. So if I threw out something right now, just from the 80s and what you just said, I'm going to say Flock of Seagulls.
Okay, fair enough.
That was one of them.
Flock of Seagulls, yeah.
But then the question, but I have a follow up for that. Why a Flock of Seagulls and which song? Is it the
Iran?
Yeah, Iran. So what was it? Were you in a car when you heard it and driving somewhere, or was it you were underneath a woman? Something. No,
I get you. And then
what was that pivotal moment that made that song stick?
That was like the whole hair, everybody with the hair and the whole, you know, synthesizer and the
Bill's hair still looks like that.
It just great. Felt good. It was like, okay, I hear, oh my, I mean, just like I felt it. It was, it was a good one to me. And then I hear Rick Springfield from the 80s.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, it is what it is. And on that end, I started hearing some of the Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Yeah.
That was big to me. Yeah.
You ever watch what's Daryl's show now?
He does the behind – or with the building – the he builds the houses and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Daryl's got the – it's a show that he's got, like, CeeLo Green came on and all kinds of – like Smokey Robinson, and it's called like At Home at Daryl's or something, but he's got this big huge studio and he invites people in and they all kind of just jam out to like, you know, his own songs and their songs, and they kind of recreate them and stuff. It's really a great show. Nothing Bill would be interested in, but.
I've never seen that show. It does sound interesting, but.
Yeah, I forgot what it's called. It's like At Home at Daryl's or Daryl's something.
Daryl's house.
It could be Daryl's house. I don't know.
I'm just making shit up.
No, it's good though.
Yeah. No, that's the thing, and really the whole idea of the topic was not so much that, you know, I want to share my whole list with you and tell you every little moment, but it's really just to get people thinking about music again, because pretty soon we're going to be able to go out and go to see concerts and we're going to be able to do all that stuff again, and I want to kind of prep the ground for all the fun crap that we're going to be able to have and new memories to be making, going to see these concerts and stuff.
Talking to the microphone, were you pouring a cocktail?
I, as a matter of fact, I was pouring a
cocktail. That's right. I thought I can hear that. I can hear this. I can hear the going over the ice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I was making,
you know what's cool though? I can take that kind of music though, and I can look at it and think that's just the greatest thing in the world, but I can also progress into the new stuff too. So it's not like, so it's not like, I just got to listen to old stuff, but it's nice listening to new stuff too. And, you know, some of the new stuff we can all say, I don't like that, but some of the new stuff isn't bad. It's just, you know, however it works. So
you ever hear of Dead Can Dance? They're kind of from the 80s, maybe even not late 70s, but probably from the 80s. But Bill and I are scheduled to see them here in Detroit in April. But she's like, I'm going to butch up the words. I'm just making up this word. But she's
haunting.
Yeah, it's like she's got an operatic, I guess, like opera. I'm just making up operatic. I have no idea if that's even a word.
She's got opera.
But yeah,
tell me the name again.
It's Dead Can. If you look up, put it this way. If you look up Dead Can Dance, host of Seraphim. Live, your skin will crawl, guaranteed. So host of Seraphim is Seraphim, Seraphim.
Yep.
Dead Can Dance. She's just got...
It's hauntingly beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't explain any better.
The vocal range is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's something that almost wants to make you cry, you know? Yeah. I hate to say
and
it.
It's not like opera music. It's just this wild, eclectic...
Way down.
It could be anything. Hard rockers, punkers, you know, new age, whatever's. Everybody can enjoy this type of music.
Yeah.
I just added it to my, I just added to my Amazon playlist. So
yeah, give it a listen when you jump off our show, and there's probably no reason why you shouldn't like it, but.
And then Eric will want a book report later.
Yeah. Give me your full review on that Sunday.
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
But yeah, we're scheduled to go see them on in April sometime, as long as it still happens. It was postponed from last April because of COVID.
Yeah. But just too bad.
So how did I butch up the soundtrack of life? Did I say something wrong?
Well, what you were talking about, the way you want it to be, is it almost sounded like you were asking for which soundtrack would be the best soundtrack for your life. Well, that's really not the question. The question is, what songs would you put on your soundtrack for life, for your life? It's not like you know, it's not like you just go, well, yeah, Pretty in Pink, that's my soundtrack. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what individual songs. You were the director of the movie, and you could pick and choose and put any song into this movie of your life. What would those songs be?
So what conglomeration of songs would make up a soundtrack of your life?
Yeah,
so what I do is I'll take a song in the last probably 5 years, and I can tell you it's only been going on for the last 5 years because that's when I started doing it. Are you guys familiar with Notepad? On your app?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll take a Notepad app and I'll listen to a song, whether it's me listening to it or somebody else, and I'll jot it down.
Yeah.
And I do the same, save it.
Yeah, I do the same thing. And I also, I'm kind of a Spotify junkie.
Yes.
I go through a bunch of different genres and different bands with Spotify. But what I like is they'll give you a bunch of new bands maybe that are you haven't heard of, that may be local or maybe up and coming or whatever. And some of them are older. I mean, I've heard some that are back in the 80s I've never heard, and they're excellent. And I've just got this big list of like revolving new songs that go on, and it's excellent. I'm like completely addicted to it, you know, because they're hard to find new songs, you know. You got to dig deep.
Well, but see, that's the thing. I'm – so not a Spotify monkey.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
Well, no, because I don't like being sold music.
I know, but they're giving you like
hear it and go, yeah, I don't
they're
want
giving
it,
you all these like stuff. New bands. If you plug in the Hoodoo Gurus or something or whatever, they're saying, well, if you like the Hoodoo Gurus, we're gonna populate these few bands, and they're similar to Hoodoo Gurus. And you'd be like, oh, that's a cool song. Then you know you're listening.
But the problem is, if I want to listen to the Hoodoo Gurus, I'm going to listen to the Hoodoo Gurus. I want the whole fucking album. I don't want to hear, you know, two songs by the Hoodoo Gurus and then 17 songs by people I don't know and then throw in one more Hoodoo Gurus. I want to listen to the album.
So you want to listen to your music collection and that's it?
No.
I'm just saying, I want to, if there's other music out there, maybe there's some music in San Antonio that is going on.
See,
that
that's why I like,
and it pops up on Spotify.
And J-Lo, this is what happens every time. He and I get going at each other, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, he thinks he's a teacher, and I'm like the student.
No, I'm trying to tell you the way I'm thinking, you monkey lips.
I'm just trying to say my way is better.
I know you're always trying to say your way is better. That's not my name.
Dad. Just kidding.
That's not my name. No, like somebody like and specifically I said that on purpose, that's not my name, because the Ting Tings is one of those bands that I just happened across because I was listening to somebody else. But – it was one of those where it was I was listening to something else and I got the YouTube suggestion thing off to the side. Well, I can scroll down through 150 suggestions and go, well, maybe that one's interesting. I want to pick and choose. I don't want giving me a playlist and saying, oh, you got to listen to this one next because 17 other people listen to this after this song. I don't care.
This is – J-Lo, so this is the way it usually goes. So Bill and I live about, 40 miles apart? Yeah. And we don't get together that often, but we try to, you know, for whatever concerts and different reasons.
Last 9 months have been nothing.
Yeah. We're both about 30 minutes away from Detroit. So we end up in Detroit for concerts. So I'm the one that usually gets the tickets, but I make Bill buy the beer. But short story – as I said, Bill, don't plan anything for this night. We're going to a concert down at the Fillmore in Detroit. He's like, okay. And so the concert comes. We get there. And he says, who are we seeing? Like, we're going to go see the Black Keys. And Bill's like, who's the Black Keys? And I'm like, don't worry about it. We're going to go see these guys. So we're standing in the back. It's a, you know, it seats like maybe whatever, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people. I don't know what seats. And we're standing towards the back next to the, you know, the bathrooms next to the bar. And they get on and you know, the Black Keys, right? You've heard them.
Yes. Yeah.
So
absolutely.
They're awesome.
I don't know if you've ever seen them live, but when we saw them, they were up and coming. They were just getting started. And Dan Auerbach, the lead singer, is just wailing out there. He's got this big long hair and his beard, and Patrick Carney's on the drums, and Bill's kind of bobbing his head kind of back and forth, looking like maybe he's seen his brother or some relatives or something. I'm like, what are you looking for? And he's like, where's the rest of the band? I only see two guys. I'm like, that is the band, just two guys. And they were just, awesome. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you go on to YouTube and look up Black Keys Crystal Ballroom, I think it is. There's a live show that explains it perfectly. These guys were just, I mean, putting 1,000% out there. And it ended up being a phenomenal show. It was a great live show. Wouldn't you agree, Bill?
It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Just so phenomenal.
Yeah. Has Bill ever done that for me? No.
What? So. Why would you even think I would?
But you know,
what would Bill give to you? What would be the group that Bill would look at and go, you know what? I'm going to do this for. Here we go.
That's a great question.
Well, but I'll put to you this way.
And forgive me. What was your first name?
I'm Eric.
Okay, Eric. What would Bill say, Eric? This is the one I'm going to do for you.
It doesn't exist. Yeah. J-Lo, I went out of my way to get the tickets for Bill's birthday, and the is one of Bill's favorite bands.
One of my favorites.
He trumped me for a family and cake, and he didn't go. Well, he trumped me for family and cake, and I'm like, Bill.
I know you don't accept this.
You want to go? He's like, yeah. I can't go. My family's having a party. I'm like, have it tomorrow. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, I also told you.
51, doesn't matter.
I told you the other part of it, though.
Oh, that's great.
Because
that's great. Good story.
Well, number one,
I'm sitting with tickets. He doesn't want to go now. I'm like, what a punk.
There are some bands that I never want to see.
I know. Well,
bands that I love. I never want to see.
Tickets. 20 minutes from your house.
I think that's a good conversation right now, and I really believe that that's something that, to me, as a music guy, and I don't consider myself a connoisseur, but I'm going to go ahead and say that for the most part, I'm a connoisseur. I don't know every music genre, but I know a lot.
Right.
So
right.
If there was a band that you don't think anybody cares to see, who would that be? That's the good question right now.
Well, this is where I was going with this, though, J-Lo. It's not that this is a band that no one cares to see. This is a band that I love dearly. But I will never go see them live because I really like the studio edits, and that's the music I love. And it's always different live, and sometimes you don't want to meet your heroes.
He's trying to save face. He agreed to go.
No, no.
I gotcha.
I mean, Echo and the Bunnymen, I enjoy enough, and I like enough of their different versions of things. I'll go see them anytime. Mm-hmm. The Church was a stretch. But I really liked them enough.
Church, wow.
You want to tell the story, Bill? Or you want me to tell a story? My stories are much more interesting.
Eric got his tickets to go see the Church, and so we go see the Church in his tiny little place, and it was awesome.
It was 1,000 people.
Barely 1,000 people. And it was their first show of the kicking off the tour.
North American tour.
December or January before was it September or October of 2019?
It was kind of cold. COVID. Cold of last year, right before we started this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Now, to recalibrate, Church is the Church from the 1980s, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's playing, the Church.
The Starfish album.
They were playing the entire Starfish album from front to back. Yeah.
Okay. And they did it, and it was phenomenal. It was just amazing. But, You know, that's where the idea for this stupid podcast came from. Is Eric just turns, looks at me, goes, "I love the stupid podcast." Oh, by the way, the law office of Walker, Jameson, and Svedka have told me that I can only call it a stupid podcast because if I call it a stupid podcast, the law office of Walker, Jameson, and Svedka can no therefore, copyright there's no copyright infringements. There's no assuming funny. That we're actually speaking facts or anything like that. So
again, we're standing in the back of the room. There's only like 500 people there, but we're in the back of the room next to the bar, next to the bathroom. So because Bill and I like to have cocktails. And I leaned over to Bill and I said, Bill, I said, what do you think everybody's thinking right now? And he's like, kind of looks at me and he's like, yeah, I kind of get what you're saying. It's like all this music that you're listening to, it's not like the Ramones or like whatever, but it's music you can chill to and appreciate and relax to.
And everybody like there maybe, was 50 years old like us.
Yeah, exactly. And I said, man, that would be a great podcast if you could like dial into people like back in the day, like if you're playing like the Church or like whatever, Garth Brooks, doesn't matter who it is. And
pick their brains. And, what was the music that really threw you at life?
You know?
Yeah.
And that's where this whole podcast was supposed to go until fucking COVID hit. And now we're like, whatever, get all these stupid topics with Monkey Lips and Trump and everything else. But it was supposed to be a music
What's the difference between Monkey Lips and Trump? They're the same person.
That's what I'm talking. I'm just grabbing for.
Oh, God, guys. I mean, COVID changed lives for podcasters.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I mean, that anybody that ever even thought about getting in the business, it changed lives. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I think we got the right time. Yeah. So Bill and I just got this podcast. We fumbled around for like either one of us are techies and we fumbled around for what? 4 months trying to get this thing live. Like,
right.
Trying to figure out the technology and how to make it get the best stuff, whatever, without spending too much money.
Yeah.
Podbean fell into our lap and we shout out to Nonsense Password. He basically got us all set up and he said, do this, do that, do this.
Every Saturday night.
Yeah.
He's got a cool show. It's just like, it's relaxing and just kind of goes and it's got a nice little flow to it. Like you can just put it on and listen to it. But that's where our podcast came from. And we're just trying to be two simple guys talking about music and life and, you know, nothing to be expected. Talking. Yeah,
if you want to listen to two buddies chatting, you want to join in, be part of our buddy chat.
I've always said if you keep – this is in my opinion. And whether you guys do it or not, I don't know. I've only been on this thing for a couple of minutes.
I'll tell you right now, Bill likes to dabble in it.
I like to dabble in politics and religion.
Well, let me tell you, I will probably never get back on this thing, so you guys are going to remember me for what I'm talking about tonight. And that'll probably be the last time you hear from me.
Oh, you'll be welcome.
So, to me, the biggest thing as a podcaster who has never in my life even heard the word since March, maybe April, is podcast. Is when you get on a podcast show and you talk about nothing but music, entertainment, and just fun. And I know sometimes with Slightly, I listen to Slightly every Saturday night. I love him. But I come in on the later half. So it's kind of like, all right, we'll talk about the fun stuff later. But
right,
nothing wrong with politics. It's just if you want to find your podcast stuff and you want to go to politics, find your politics show. That's fine. But to me, that's the reason I tuned in to you guys as I saw that and I thought, let's try it and see what happens.
Yeah,
and that's
kind of we're good and we're fun. And yeah, we're always going to hear that. There's always going to be something about music somehow worked into our show. And you know, a lot of times we throw up a crazy topic in the thing just to see who's going to poke their heads in, and we try to stick to that topic, and we never do. But it's again two guys having fun with each other.
Yeah,
you know. And by the way, don't be afraid
to jump back on, Jill. Yeah, it's good talking to you.
Yeah, J-Lo, you're always welcome. Evan's always here. Yeah, and your Huckleberry joined a while ago. Peter joined a while ago. I missed out on that, but no. What was the thing you said, Eric, about us?
I have no idea. I don't know.
When you keep it like just a topic that's fun and then maybe move on to something else and then just,
we're lighthearted.
I think that's what makes you successful.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, J-Lo. When you're looking for topics and stuff, what do you look for? Is it just a random, like whatever sounds interesting or whatever sounds out of the box or?
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, anything shy of COVID or politics.
All right, gotcha.
Because there's enough
Bill, that's just me.
Bill.
COVID or politics? Because I'm going to be honest with you. The way things are right now, COVID and politics.
Too much.
And I truly believe we hear so much of that shit.
Right.
It's just like exhausting. Too much. My God.
Yeah.
So,
well, just my opinion. You know, hey,
my opinion.
If we're usually on Wednesdays and Sundays, if you're ever bored, jump back on again. I'd love to talk to you again. Feel free to stay on if you want to chat.
We're always open to changing the whole idea.
Yeah. Well, I told you, Bill, he's probably going to crucify me for this, but I said, I'll do the podcast as long as it's not about politics, religion. But
right. And what is
Bill likes to talk about?
Tough too.
Yeah, Bill likes to talk about politics.
Nobody wants to
hear about that, Bill.
Hey, you know what? We can move on. We can talk about it at you guys' show, though. That's your show. I can't tell you what to talk about.
Yeah, but you could turn the TV on. You could turn the TV on. You got 20 channels to talk about politics and religion.
Let's make this
podcast something interesting. Like your favorite color.
I can talk about my favorite color all night. Well, you know,
I'm gonna caveat off of it. The greatest band in the world that I've ever seen in concert. In concert, the greatest band.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. What is it? Who is it?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Swear really? God. No
yes,
shit.
That would be
absolutely. I don't know. What
oh
year
my
was
God,
that?
Dude.
I don't know if he was around here last
time. No. That was recently. That was probably within the last, I guess, 3 or 4 years at a Christmas party. With
really?
Company. Yes. And I work with the big company, obviously, because they have
a
fire show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. The greatest band I've ever seen in my life, ever.
Wow. I've seen a lot of bands. How many shows have you seen, do you think? Like, take a stab at it. Like, how many concerts? How many bands,
me?
I guess? Yeah, J-Lo.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like 20, 50, 100?
Nah, 20, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. I'm up around 100. I don't know where you're at, Bill. I've written them down. I'm getting close to
100. I'm well in there, too.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
I go back. For me, it was timing. It was U2, Joshua Tree was probably one of the best shows that I've seen. But that was, what, early 80s or whatever, mid-80s?
See that, huh?
Yeah. Awesome. And I've seen a bunch of U2. I'll tell you what, I saw Dave Matthews when he came out with Under the Table and Dreaming, and he was just getting big. I saw him in a small venue, and he was phenomenal. He always encores with All Along the Watchtower. And if you go on to YouTube and type in Dave Matthews, Central Park, All Along the Watchtower, he does the best job in the world. I mean, it's his own version of it, but I guess Dylan's probably the best one. But he does the best version of All Along the Watchtower, I think, that's out there, period. It's worth getting into, listening to it tonight. It's awesome. But other than that, I mean, I seem like, you know, the other guy was really good, I thought, was John Cougar Mellencamp. I saw him for the Paper and Fire tour, and he just sounded great and just real wholesome and real, like, I want to be here and sing these songs for you. And I really enjoyed him, you know.
I tell you,
I think the thing that made Earth, Wind, and Fire that was cool was the fact that they put that big screen in the back.
Yeah.
In San Antonio, we had it's called the Alamo Dome with our big dome we had. And they put the big screen in the back with where they were from the 70s, and they were had the old school
throwback kind of thing.
That was kind of cool. So,
gotcha. Well,
probably the best one that I've seen was, and Eric, you've heard the story before. When I went in 1983 when I went 1983 to see the Go-Go's.
How was Go-Go's?
Seats. We had to go. And the Go-Go's were great, but the opening band was really why I wanted to go see, because I had bought their first album. And I had a T-shirt from their first album even before I went to the concert. So I was a big fan of this little tiny band that in 1983 was just getting ready to release their second album, which turned out to be the one that made them. And that would have been NXS opening up for the Go-Go's.
Oh, man.
That was a show of shows.
Wow.
You know, the only thing that even really rivals it is when I saw The Violent Femmes open up for, who was it? Eric, you said the name of the band earlier today.
Violent Femmes, let me see.
No, they were the off the wall ones. I can picture.
Oh, Hoodoo Gurus?
Hoodoo Gurus. The Femmes opened up for the Hoodoo Gurus, and I loved them both. That was a great show. It was like competing who should have been the headliner, and it was right after the they hit it big, and it was just, oh, this is just great, fun stuff.
Yeah. I just love, I love the whole idea about going to a concert. It's the whole, like, get ready on a Saturday and head out there, do some tailgating, go see the show, and, you know, it's kind of like tailgating. You know, it reminds me of tailgating for a good football team or something, if you have one. I don't know how Texas teams are doing there. How are the Longhorns or A&M or whatever?
Oh, they suck.
They all, you guys kind of.
A&M's doing okay. Yeah, A&M may be doing pretty good. Yeah.
That's what I thought. But anyways, well, Bill, you want to wrap this dog up?
In a pig's in a blanket, baby.
No, I'm getting unless you got something else you want to talk about.
There's always something I want to talk about, but you never want to.
Not, well, it's not.
I'm not interested in it now. No, I'm just
being silly. Let it rip, Chair Chip.
There was nothing.
Okay.
I'm just being
I'm here
silly.
For you. All right.
You know, they might be Giants. But, you know,
I'm a big fan of them.
Last I heard. Hold on, I'm trying to get there. Don't play any music.
No, yet. I got it right here.
Yeah.
He just threw Googling? A touchdown. Cleveland Browns. I'm watching it.
Who scored a touchdown?
Cleveland.
Cleveland?
Yep.
Who the hell is that?
The Browns.
You hear that in the background there?
Yeah.
13-3, Cleveland.
What's the score?
13-3.
13-3. Is that the Hoodoo Gurus?
They might be Giants.
Is that the Gurus?
Oh. I love these guys. Great.
Reminds me of Scroll Nut Zippers a little bit.
Yeah, love them too.
They came to concert. I want to go see them, and I just never did. But
I would enjoy that show.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing is I want to see bands that, you know, I kind of know and kind of like.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't want to see U2 again, I don't need to see Duran Duran again. I don't need to see some of the, you know, Echo and the Bunnymen, I'd go see them again because that's always just a great show to sit back and listen.
Yeah.
And sit there and hang out with your friends. But, you know, if like Love and Rockets came to town, I don't think I'd want to go.
What? I need to go, so you're going to have to go. I'll take my mom.
I guess forget I would it. Have to go. But see,
no, forget it. I'll take my mom. She'll appreciate
mom
it.
My mom love Love and Rockets. there's some bands that I think I just would be better off enjoying the pre-recorded music and not worry.
Well, who's left that you haven't seen?
Yeah, that's really out there. That just pretty much the.
You've seen the before.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you're not making any sense. So I get tickets for your birthday. You don't want to go see them because you don't want to upset the recorded version.
Because you don't want to meet your heroes.
I forget.
Well, you don't have to understand.
Love and Rockets. My God, that's
those
old
guys
school.
Are great.
Holiday on the Moon is my favorite songs.
Oh, see, mine is Bike Dance. And that's the one with no words.
When you said Bike Dance, it reminds me of that picture I took in Hamtramck with his Eric Fail, that guy's falling over his bike. Remember that?
I do remember that. I still have that on my phone.
So do I.
I took a picture of it, too. We got to figure out how to get that on our
– maybe that should have been our logo.
Yeah.
Or
that's all right. I like the glass sliding. Pour me
another, it's
brother.
More appropriate.
You're awesome. All right. J-Lo, it's been awesome talking to you, brother. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, hey, keep man. Us – yeah, keep looking for us.
Yeah,
we'll, jump back.
We'll see, I feel like an old man's club with you guys, but it's nice talking to some guys that know about music, and I love it. Thank you guys
so
much.
Yeah, yeah. If you ever feel like talking about music again, look us up on Wednesdays and Sundays.
Yeah, you're always welcome, man. And, you know, we'll see you join in, and we'll be excited. And, you know, if it's a topic you feel like talking with us about,
yeah,
it's like, as if Eric's not going to let you join.
Right, I mean, right.
Come on. you actually made the show tonight because, honestly, we don't have anything.
You filled in a lot of gaps.
Yeah.
That we usually have.
We're two guys that don't know any better. And by the way, when I say don't know any better, the law office of Walker, Jameson, and Svedka have told me that I have to clarify by not knowing anything. That just means that we're not aware of any situation that could or couldn't get us sued for any reason whatsoever. And that, of course, is sponsored by our law office of Walker, Jameson, and Svedka. Thank you very much.
Let me say this. My closing remarks of this. Whoever is the person that sponsors the podcast, whether it's you guys or anybody else, kudos. Because for me to sit over here and put on a podcast show, I couldn't do it.
So right, right.
Everybody always says, well, a podcast show is easy. It's not.
It's a lot of work.
You actually got to think about shit.
Yeah. Bill and I don't put a whole lot of effort into it. But some of these guys, they must take a month. Excuse me. It must take them a whole week to get set up for it. Mm-hmm. The amount of information they put out, like, man.
Oh, yeah, and these guys are reading things and studying stuff. And, you know, we have lives. You know, this is, you know, feel free to join us and tap into a discussion between two buddies having a good time talking about whatever the crap.
Well, these are the best podcast shows to come
right.
I mean, I wouldn't go to another one.
Just tell all your friends that – and tell all your friends to join Low Standards and Pours on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And feel free to join in and call in and make fun of us and do stupid crap because we're fine with that.
Only if I've got one condition. You give me another read of that that legal jargon, please.
What legal jargon? We don't have any legal jargon. And when I say legal jargon – Eric, you got to let me finish.
That's right.
We don't have any legal jargon. And when I say we don't have any legal jargon, what I mean is the law office of Walker, Jameson, Fedka have told me that we have no legal jargon whatsoever. And if you're going to sue us, please feel free to call the law offices of Walker, Jameson, and Svedka because they'll take care of all your legal needs. And by the way, they have no idea that I'm talking about that.
God, I love it. I love it. I was a cop for many years, and I love to hear that kind of stuff. I love it.
Well, and I just like to let stupid crap like that roll off my tongue. And, you know, I've got so many under the breath comments that could be fun and gross and disgusting that would throw you for a loop and just go, there's something wrong with this guy. And you'd be right.
I bet you $5 your favorite cartoon's Family Guy.
I've never watched a full episode of Family Guy.
Oh, no.
To be honest with
you.
Mine.
That's the most dry humor of. That's a perfect. I love it. Anyway, all right.
Mine used to be Ren Stimpy. I used to love Ren Stimpy.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Ren Stimpy. And then it was the Tijuana Toads. You remember the Tijuana Toads?
Yes.
I still look those guys up and I still laugh. Those guys are so funny. Oh man, they got yanked from the air.
My favorite cartoon ever still is The Barber of Seville with Bugs Bunny.
Oh yeah!
Oh my God! Look at this.
That was the best ever because you know. Oh yeah, it's just so well done. And then of course there was the Sword of Magic helmet. That was the other one.
Who remembers that?
That was the guy from Mars, right?
Oh, was it? Mars helmet?
Sword and Magic helmet was Elmer Fudd and Bugs Bunny.
Oh, yes.
Sword and Magic helmet. Sword and Magic helmet. Magic helmet. It was just one of those.
Helmets, you know, magic.
Don't make me.
So you're AJ.
Whatever
you're
doing.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Give him an assignment. Eric, go ahead. Give it to him. I dare you.
I don't want to stop. No, go ahead. You got the floor. Go ahead. You're the host.
I'm not the host anymore. This is falling apart in my face, and I don't care. And when I say it's falling apart in my face, the law offices of Walker, James, have decided that falling in your face is never a healthy thing to do. Please don't do that in public. And if you do happen to fall on your face, please feel free to call the law offices of Walker, James. And I'm about
all right. It reminds me so much of my CE credits. I get CE credits all month long.
What's
CE credits?
Yeah. Is it real estate or something?
Continuing education credits. We have to log on to all these different websites and we have to do the whole, with my job anyway. And it's either
what kind of job is that?
Or adjuster. Yeah. With the adjuster license, stuff like that. So.
Oh, insurance adjusting?
Right.
Yeah.
So Bill's an underwriter and I'm in real estate. So we're all in the same genre.
Hey, look at that. Well,
yeah.
That's why we can all relate.
Chain behind the desk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We all ditched corporate to go do something on our own. Kind of. I guess. Maybe a little bit.
You've ditched corporate. The rest of us work for a living.
Maybe I just did.
Yeah.
The rest of us work for a living. We shill for a paycheck.
All right. So, J-Lo, you got your homework for tonight is listen to Dead Can Dance, the host of Seraphim, and then listen to Dave Matthews along the Watchtower. Central Park Live has to be live.
That's a really good one. The live one is the best. Yeah.
Yeah, it is phenomenal. And then come report back to us.
Got on my yellow pad app. I put it on.
Yeah, come report back to us.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
all right,
J-Lo, you're welcome anytime, brother. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, it's been real. This is Bill's brother's band, past band. But this is the Six and the Sevens that we intro and outro to.
And you can find Six and the Sevens on YouTube and iTunes. If you like the piano, just feel free to look up Six and the Sevens Detroit band, and they'll come up. This is Go All Night. And this has been
good night.
This has been Low Skaters and Pores.
Good night, J-Lo. Yeah. Talk to you soon. It's good talking to you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, see everybody else that's been listening. Huckleberry, Evan, Peter.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody, for showing up. This has been Low Standards, of course. Thank you for stopping by. And, you know, of course, we are sponsored by the Law Office of Whiskey, and occasional vodka.
Right. Not necessarily in that order.
Right. Sure.
All right, Bill, get lost. I'll talk to you by one. Oh, no, I won't. We're not doing anything Wednesday, are we?
No, it's too close to Christmas. Let's let everybody have a great time.
Yeah,
we'll do our Sunday thing in between. It'll be fun. Yeah,
all right,
we'll
cool.
come up with something fun and crazy and goofy. All right, I'm done talking. Go ahead and hang up.
Me too. Rock on, my brother.
I bet you.
Yeah, I'll talk to you here in a couple days, maybe.
No, all right, have a good Christmas. I hear you. Go ahead.
All right, no, you're history, buddy. No, you're.